This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. I'm very excited to have him on. Justin Braun, he is the CEO of Vape Holdings. They trade on the OTCQB. The ticker symbol is VAPE. Justin, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, give me a little background of yourself and a little bit of background of Vape Holdings.
Okay, so I grew up in Long Island, New York, and made my way to California through the United States Naval Academy, selected nuclear engineering, and two options are San Diego or Norfolk, Virginia. That was pretty much a no-brainer for a young Long Island boy. So I shipped out to San Diego and operated the nuclear reactors on the USS Ronald Reagan for approximately 5 years, after which took the GI Bill, went to USC to earn my MBA, plugged myself into LA, and I was in tech sales, sales management, sales leadership, and then I got into tech startups, and that's where I got into the vaporizer and electronic cigarette space, and that's how I ended up meeting Vape, is through that space.
You know, you guys are in a very interesting space. I mean, all I hear is about electronic cigarettes. I hear about vapors and everything. I understand you guys got some new manufacturing capabilities under the HIV ceramics. Can you enlighten us a little bit on that?
So I can't tell too much about that, but I will drop a few goodies out there. So this new ceramic, there's been a growing, there's been growing interest in quartz, which is a competitor to ceramic. It's cheaper. Some people think it's cleaner, but we disagree on that. And then there's the metal, the titanium, and then the quartz. So those are like the three options in ceramic. And so the quartz has been gaining traction a lot. But the ceramic, everybody agrees it has the best taste out there, the best flavor, preserves the premium product that people are spending a lot of money on, and not getting the best taste and the best use of it. So, but our ceramics have been known to be a little on the delicate side. So this new ceramic material should be somewhat near indestructible for daily use. I mean, if you throw it against the wall, it will crack. But shy of that, it's durability, it's longevity, and it still is, surgical grade ceramic. It's very clean and provides the best taste. And we're working on reducing manufacturing expenses dramatically as well.
Absolutely. Now, is that product out on your market yet?
The product is not out on the market yet, but it is in production.
Okay, very good. Tell us a little bit about your $5 million equity facility. How's that coming along?
That is moving right along. Paperwork is out, and we're working right now to get it filed. My goal is to have it by early, mid next month. I think that's on the quicker end of things, depending on how we get delayed, crossing T's and dotting I's, but hopefully by mid next month, we'll be up and running.
That'd be awesome. My guest today is Justin Braun. He is the CEO of Vape Holdings. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol VAPE. Justin, what is your vision for Vape, and where do you see the company headed here in the next 2 years?
So one thing that I did when I took over CEO is I started cutting off extraneous businesses that weren't in line with what Vape does great. And what Vape does great is brands. It creates brands. Brands can grow much larger than the company. Brands can live on longer. And so I want to create a lifestyle, not just a series of branded companies. We got the Revival Vaporizer. We've got Hive Ceramics. But I want to continue with that trend where they all kind of have a synergistic relationship and play with each other very, very positively. So if you're at home and you're using a water pipe, then Hive supports you. You take it on the go, and you switch to your Revival. And not only do I like the Revival device, vaporizer, but I love the branding. I love the clothing. I wear a Revival t-shirt. I have a Revival hat. And so that's, I'm trying to create lifestyles here.
Absolutely.
And I think that we're very good at that. And I think that's where you get your highest multipliers. That's where you get your highest returns. And I think that's where I can help shareholders capture the most value, is by creating brands. As technology increases, which is ever happening, as the industry, progresses and adapts and changes, as regulations change, there's one thing that can surpass all of that, and that's a good brand.
Absolutely.
They can adapt and overcome with the changing environment, and cannabis is changing faster than anything I've seen in a long time.
You know, in 2015, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys did about $1.2 million in revenue. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What is the growth for your company, and are you guys selling most of your products from your website? Are you in commercial spots? Can you give us a little bit update on that brand?
So the Hive Ceramics is sold mostly in smoke shops.
Okay.
And direct to consumer. I'm working on increasing relationships with distributors, and by reducing manufacturing expenses, we're a lot more attractive to some of the tier one international distributors. And so as I can get that price down, we can now add in more steps into the food chain by the time we get to consumers. And although it's been difficult, we're there, we're getting there, and we're engaging in these high level distributors, and their reach and wake is far superior than what Hive is at right now. So it can see exponential growth if we can get picked up by a few of these people. With Revival is, it's crossing bridges that I didn't expect it to. It was kind of designed to work with the pre-filled cannabis cartridges, but we're finding a lot of just e-cig nicotine vapors enjoying the product, because there's not many options out there that are small, that are discreet, that are powerful, that are sexy, and allow users to switch out flavors and cartridges as quickly as pulling it out with a magnetic connection. So that technology that we've deployed has been very successful, and it's finding great support from the consumer base.
You know, there's anywhere from 40 to 100 different vape kind of products out there. Are you guys aligning yourself with any other companies? Are you planning on doing any M&A this year or next year?
Both. All of the above. So I have my sights on a few potential acquisitions, and with them not only comes a significant source of revenue, but a tremendous consumer base. A couple of them work on subscription-based models, and so being able to capture that subscription audience, and now slipping in Hive, slipping in Revival, that will give me 2-3x multiplier on my investment, and increase the sales force dramatically. I don't want to say the name of the company, but we're getting pretty close to putting a deal together.
Is it safe to say that our revenues of 2016 will be greater than the revenues of 2015?
I'm very excited to release my next quarterly report, put it that way.
Oh, good, great, great. My guest today...
I hope that answers your question.
Yes, I understand. My guest today is Justin Braun. He is the CEO of Vape Holdings, and they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol VAPE. In closing here, Justin, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to go over with that you would like to get out to the listeners out there? I know there's been a lot of changes in the cannabis sector. Where do you feel that you guys are fitting in, and where you guys are going to be fitting in for the next, 3 to 6 quarters?
So there are a few points I would like to get out there before closing. I know there's been a lot of concern in the marketplace with the new FDA regulations on electronic cigarettes. And I want to comfort shareholders and future shareholders that not only Is our business model strong, not affected by that particular regulation at this point? But I'm expanding the board to include some people who are very familiar and well-known in the electronic cigarette legislation and guidelines and the new ensuing rules and oversight.
Right.
And they have been a part of that from the beginning, and they will bring a wealth of knowledge and a voice in the industry that is owned by vape. And I think that will help cement us as a leader as these regulations are changing. So we do focus much in the cannabis space, but with a ticker like vape, there's just concern when e-cigarette regulations start coming down and increasing what's considered tobacco.
Absolutely.
And I just want to comfort shareholders and address that straight out, that our business model is strong and we don't foresee any significant changes.
My guest today has been Justin Braun. He is the CEO of Vape Holdings, Inc., trading under the ticker symbol VAPE. Justin, thank you very much for taking time out of your day and coming on Stock Day today. I really do appreciate it. And we're going to be checking back with you in a couple of months to see how everything's going with your products and with your business.
Please do. And I'm always available for your show, and I look forward to it. Thank you very much.